Would you have known many people living in Forest Grove then? I was asking if there was much of a link, and I guess it was through the school then.
Yeah, I knew a lot of people, and in fact, I knew a couple of the teachers because I had actually worked with them in the school system. And because it was a brand new thriving school, they wanted lots of parent help and parent input. So there was a whole bunch of us on the pack that did a lot of great things in that first 5 years. And then I wasn't teaching. I took a leave, and then I actually resigned from the Burnaby School Board. And I was off for 9 years. And I spent a lot of time helping at the school, a lot of time.
Were the people in Forest Hills and Forest Grove, were they fairly active in their community?
I would say very active, yeah. There are some very, very active people and very skilled people.
So they would help or have input into planning for services in the communities?
More in the activities for the school and like advocating for the kids, like getting parks and rec programs, because it was that such an isolated part of Burnaby, getting actually parks and rec programs into the school, like after school programs for kids, some sports going on. It was like having a clean slate and just saying, what do we want for our neighborhood? And we got a lot of things going, and they eventually opened up a parks and rec office in the school.
Oh, so yeah, the city was very responsive.
City was very responsive. Yeah,
one of the groups that you actually belonged to or participated in, and I don't know if you remember this, is the it's called the Forest Grove Approach, a case study of women and the community planning process.
This was right.
And do you remember that?
Yes,
then?
I do.
Well, tell
I
me
do.
A bit about that.
I just remember that because we were a very proactive group of women, that we were approached to be part of this case study. And I believe the person that facilitated was actually a Vancouver Sun reporter. And I think I had mentioned this to you before. And she actually facilitated the discussion and the project. And I haven't looked at this for a long, long time. It was just very interesting. I remember we got together in the evenings, and we were able to realize that as a group, we had power and we could bring about change, or we could bring about improvements, or we could just make something happen.
Yes.
And it was a very empowering group of women. And yeah, it was an interesting project, but that's a long time ago. That's, I think, 92. Is there date on this?
94, I think.
94.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd have to look this over to jog my mind about a few things. But this project is probably an example of what the women in that group, not just the ones that worked on this project, but the women in general in that neighborhood, were advocating for their kids and for the neighborhood to get some things going.
Well, the Forest Grove has kind of an interesting history because of its the way it borders the conservation area. Mm-hmm. And so the principles that govern the conservation area were used in designing the Forest Grove development. So preserving trees, preserving the ravines.
Right.
And I'm just wondering how well the design of Forest Grove reinforced the development's affinity with the conservation area.
You mean how the final product?
Yes. Did it seem to
yeah, the kids, I know like in PE classes, they would go running into the, on the trails, now that that's coming back to me, on the trails there. And they did, I think, science projects outside on the trail. But I think we had an awareness that we lived in a very special neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And that there was a lot of awareness around the trees and conserving the area and the environmental impact in the area.
Yeah. Do you think that that had an impact on your children then and on their ethics around the land?
I hope so, because they're both caring individuals now. So I hope that that was all part of the process, their schooling as well as what they learned at home. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, this would probably be the conservation area that is within the Forest Grove community. But would there have been ways to actually access the Burnaby Mountain Conservation Area? That would be on the other side of Gillardy. But were there ways to get easily up the mountain?
I would say no, not at that time.
Yeah.
Not at that time. Yeah. It's pretty dark at night. They've just this summer installed lighting on Gillardy Way after all these years, and the lighting isn't even working yet. Like, they've just got in the infrastructure, but they don't have the lighting hooked up. Yeah, it's very, very dark over there. Like, at night when you drive home, it's very, very dark. Yeah, uh-huh. And the traffic is known to speed up that hill, and so, yeah, you wouldn't want your kids over in that area. Although I know people from those neighborhoods, the Forest Grove townhome neighborhoods, they cross the highway all the time with their dogs, because I drive that way a lot. So they run across Gillardy Way
to go
into the conservation area.
Yes, to walk their dogs.
Yeah, they do.
I talked to Ron Burton, who's president
of the,
Burnaby Mountain Biking Association. And
that's the same as the school board, Ron Burton.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Yes. And he told me about going into the conservation area, this would be in the early 80s, with their mountain bikes mm-hmm. for the first time, and how they kind of had to bushwhack their way into the conservation area.
Yeah, I think he lived over there for a while. I don't know if he still does, but yeah.
In what ways has the design of the Forest Grove neighborhood, I mean, given that, you know, it had to observe these preservation principles, how it created problems for livability in the neighborhood, such as ease of connecting with neighbors, accessing services, safety issues, availability of public transit, and that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's pretty isolating, and I mean, even now, when I drive through that area, it's a very isolated area. And they did, I don't know what year it was built, but they did put a park on the west side of the school. Like, that used to be just all trees and wilderness, and they actually put a park in. I don't know if they had to get a special dispensation to do that or whatever, but they did put a little park in, and it is used in the summertime. And I think they run programs there in the summertime. But it was, you know, the kids, you got them after school and they came home. Like, there wasn't, the accessibility has been a problem in that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even just walking over to a neighbor?
Yeah, you can't, you basically have to drive everywhere.
Oh, isn't
that, you know, like, you have to drive to get groceries, you have to drive to get, well, the bus, they finally put a bus through on Arden. That took a long time, but to get a bus took people had to drive, basically, is the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, did Forest Grove and perhaps Forest Hills, is it a good balance between protecting the environment and meeting community needs?
I guess it depends what you want. And like I said, when you first came here today, like living on top of this mountain, I love it. It's very quiet, but it's very isolating. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for people to come and visit because a lot of people just don't like to drive to the top of the mountain, right? And then you get up here and there can be parking issues and other issues. But it is isolating in living in a community like this because you can't walk a lot. Well, you can walk for recreation, but you can't walk to get a lot of things.
So in some ways, Forest Grove at the bottom of the mountain and here in University City up at the top of the mountain, it has similarities that way.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So,
in what ways do you think we can learn from that experience, integrating natural areas and urban development in, say, Forest Hills and Forest Grove?
That's a big question. I personally like it the way it is. I don't like the driving part of it, but I like having an area within in an urban area like Burnaby where you can still feel peacefulness and have access to conservation areas and be 15 or 20 minutes away from the freeway or from a mall where you get your goods. And, you know, I think it's personal choice, but I think Burnaby's done a good job of sort of marrying the green space and the conservation area and providing places for people to live, like the zoning and everything, I think is good. Because I've put a lot of time in Burnaby now.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if that answers your question or not. But
I think it does.
Okay.